Lily is the owner of Henry Lee Barbershop in the usually bustling suburb of Collingwood in Melbourne. Bustling wasn't a word used to describe many places last year, and without the bustle, businesses like Lily's had to change. Lucky she's got an entrepreneurial spirit and a great attitude. Here we chat with Lily about the year that was and what looking forward is all about. Lily, welcome to the podcast.
Nice to be here.
I read a bit about your business in the lead up to this interview, and what comes through time and time again is your focus on community, your commitment to supporting businesses around you, how important your community of clients are. You do local charity work. You also talk about how that community gave so much back to you last year when things got pretty tough for businesses like yours, particularly in Melbourne.
Very much so. So last year, our community really came forward for us when we were closed. We obviously weren't trading at all. And with that barbershop and hairdressing kind of business, if you're not trading, you know, you're not basically making any money. So one of my clients and friends is a local artist, Sean Morris. He gave us a design to use on a shirt, and we basically got some Henry Lee long sleeve shirts done just before the first lockdown. So a lot of people invested in those shirts and our merch, and a lot of products were sold online. We set up with the Square online store, which is really amazing. And yeah, I was just basically going into the barbershop every day to send out orders. So We had a really nice amount of community support. We realized how important we were to a lot of people, and in turn obviously realized how important they were to us.
If you're wandering around Collingwood, have a look out for those shirts. As I mentioned in the intro, Lily, you're creative, you're entrepreneurial, but as anyone who runs a business knows, those things are just some of the ingredients for a successful operation. A lot of it is the operation itself, the invoicing, the accounting, the booking systems, how people pay, the list goes on. How have you sorted all that out? I know Square's been a big help.
So we originally switched to Square when I did a pop-up store a few years ago. I just got the little card reader, and then it sort of snowballed from there. We just realized how easy the software was to use for young people, especially. It's basically like an iPhone that takes money. So it's, you know, it's got this great integrated software. So we've got our online store through Square. We've got our point of sale through Square, and now we've got our appointment system through Square, which for, you know, a business starting out originally, I was like, honestly, like using paper and pens. Like, it was,
we've all been there.
It got to the point where we needed to use technology, because going forward, you know, technology is never going to digress. It's always going to progress. So it's literally been a game changer.
Yeah. And as you kind of touched on, I guess just having all that stuff sorted and easy means you can focus on the bits you really like, the bits you're really good at.
100%. Yeah. When I started out, my dad's sort of one of my business advisors, but he sort of said to me, you know, a long time ago, you can project, you know, figures and stuff like that all you want, but when it comes down to it, just getting into the business and doing your haircuts and doing your work is the main thing that, you know, you should be concentrating on. So Square just makes all of that back end stuff like super easy. Yeah. Really, really great.
Yeah. I think the overwhelming feedback that I've sort of found talking to people is that it's just really easy. That's the half the battle. Lily, you've got the floor. Any advice for other business owners, people starting out in business, people who might want to own a barbershop?
One of the main things, I guess, is that you have to spend money to make money. So, like, I guess taking some risks, but also just being sort of focused on your community and on the people that, like, are helping your business to grow, you know, never taking that for granted, and just always sort of having a goal in sight. Like, I think just have fun with it as well. You know, a lot of people find work really difficult, and we're in a really blessed sort of position that we love our trade and we love our job. So just, you know, just making sure you enjoy your work as well as, you know, find it profitable.
Yeah, making money is a good idea as well. Lily, thank you so much for joining us. I think I read you can get a beer with your haircut at Henry Lee Barbershop as well.
You can get a Bodrigi beer. Yeah, you're right. We serve complimentary Bodrigi beer, which is a brewery just down the road in Abbotsford, who's been one of our stalwarts. Like, we've supported a lot of the businesses in the area, and in turn they've done the same with us. So it's really nice to be part of that.
If that's not a reason to go and get a haircut at Henry Lee Barbershop, I don't know what is.
That's right.
This interview is brought to you by our podcast partner, Square. For more information about Square, visit square.com.